Today, the ABC television network was instructed to pay $10 million to Alan Levan, chief executive of Bank Atlantic. Jurors in federal court in Miami decided Levan had been libeled by the network in a report on the program 2020. Levan said he hopes the decision will change the practices of network journalists. ABC has vowed to appeal. We have a report from NPR's Brooke Gladstone.
Reached today in his corporate offices, Alan Levan says he feels vindicated.
Yes, there are champagne corks popping.
He said the 2020 segment, reported by ABC correspondent John Stossel in 1991, damaged his reputation and caused him considerable pain. He said that, despite the claims of the defense, the case was not about press freedom, but about truth.
The fact is that they have the right to criticize issues and people, but they also have a responsibility to be balanced. And this was not a balanced story. It was not a true story. We've been able to right a wrong here.
Steve Pizzo is an investigative reporter and author of Inside Jobs, The Looting of America's Savings and Loans. He says white-collar crimes pose a particular problem for both prosecutors and journalists because they have to determine the intent of the alleged violator. In this case, Levan convinced his investors to swap real estate for bonds, which later lost much of their value. Was he intending to defraud, or was it honest error?
It's not like a street crime where you've got a person who hit somebody over the head and stole their wallet. The intent there was clear. In a bank fraud case, the intent becomes a very complicated thing to prove.
Actually, a court found in 1992 that Levan had, in fact, committed fraud. But the conviction was later erased as part of an $8 million settlement. So ABC was not allowed to discuss that earlier verdict. For legal purposes, it no longer existed. Floyd Abrams represented ABC in the libel case. Unquestionably, he says, the judge's decision to bar discussion of the earlier verdict made a big difference.
The fact is, another jury did make a decision. It did find Mr. Levan, who sued ABC and who won today, had committed securities fraud in the course of his conduct. And that matter, we think, should have come in front of this jury, and that'll certainly be one of the matters which will be heard on appeal.
Abrams feels very confident about the appeal. He says some 70% of libel judgments against journalists are overturned on appeal. Abrams conceded that the 2020 program was flawed, and the network issued an apology for errors. For example, the program stated that Levan refused to be interviewed. That was untrue. But Abrams maintains that the story was essentially correct. Bruce Sanford is a libel lawyer. He says that journalists should be doing more, not less, reporting on these issues.
If journalists had done more enterprise reporting on thrift institutions in the 1980s, maybe we would not have had the SNL crisis. Maybe taxpayers would not have had to pay billions of dollars to bail out the failed and collapsed SNLs.
But, Sanford says, a $10 billion penalty is bound to have a chilling effect on an increasingly corporate-owned news media. This is Brooke Gladstone reporting.